Welcome to Help Me Quit Porn. This is April 9th, 2009, day 76. This is not your typical podcast. It's primarily about me and ridding the porn that's plagued me for years in my life for good. If I can help you along the way, then so be it. But please join me in this adventure of ridding ourselves of the porn in our lives for good. Hello again. Today we're going to talk a little bit about love. And there's many different meanings to love. And, we could go any direction with this. But the first thing I think of when I think of Jesus or God, aside from wrath, not even wrath, wrath isn't the first thing that comes to mind, is love. As I love my children, God loves us. And I would assume any parent out there understands that. So what we're going to talk about today is love and how God wants us to forgive and love others. So let me read this verse, and you'll have to forgive me. I have a bit of a cold, so I may sound a little off, but this is from Hosea 3:1. And it says, "Then the Lord said to me, 'Go and love your wife again, even though she commits adultery with another lover.' This will illustrate that the Lord still loves Israel, even though the people have turned to other gods and love to worship them." Now, this is a really old part of Scripture. It's from the Old Testament. And God is saying, go and love your wife again, even though she commits adultery with another lover. And really what we're doing by looking at porn is committing adultery. According to Jesus, if we lust after another woman, it's as though we've slept with her. You can read that, you can search it, you'll find it. And as hard as that is to think about or picture in your mind, in reality, that's how God sees our sin. Mine, yours, we're all guilty of that at one time or another, at least anybody today that I'm aware of. I think that the hardest thing is really making that real in our hearts. God wants us fully committed to Him, to His ways, not our own. And that's not just because, you know, it won't benefit us in any way and He just wants to be strict. It's because He loves us. You know, if He says, go and love your wife again, even though she commits adultery with another lover, this will illustrate that the Lord still loves Israel. In a way, he is saying, you know, Israel's committed adultery against Him, but He will take them back. Even though they've turned away from Him, He still wants them back. It's the same thing with us. If our wives or whoever, you know, knows about this, most of them are really likely to forgive. The key is staying away from porn, staying away from that lust, keeping your eyes where they need to be at the right level. It's extremely difficult today. I don't know how it would have been, you know, 1,000, 2,000 years ago, but I'm sure each man dealt with it in some way or another, maybe not to the extremes that we do, but I'm sure that it was dealt with back then. So, obviously, this sort of lust and you know, heart issue skews our real view on what love is. I know that it's extremely hard to see, but the more you don't look at porn, the more you'll see it. And like I said, I'm always preaching to myself at the same time. So let's together turn away from this and focus on what's right. And I'm always saying that, I know, but let's focus on God. Let's focus on what he has for us, his will, whether that be when we wake up, when we get ready in the morning, in the shower, when we're at work, while we're on our way to work, at the store. Let's keep our focus where it needs to be. And I'm challenging myself as well as you. Try that for just 24 hours. See if you can keep your eyes where they need to be. And see how difficult that is. Just try and focus in your mind and think, you know, God wants me to do this because he loves me. He wants what's good for me because he loves me. You want what's best for your children or friends or family because you love them. There's someone in your life you love, and you wouldn't want to see them have any harm come to them. And that's really what God has for us in his love. There's consequences to different things, but ultimately, the reason there's those rules is for love. So I challenge you, as well as myself, for the next 24 hours, keep your eyes where they need to be. Focus on him. Take 5 minutes to read the Bible and pray once. See what happens. See if you see that difference. And if you do, try and continue to do that. It's not easy, especially if you're not in the habit of doing that. But I challenge you to do that. So that's pretty much all I have. But just try and, you know, realize that God loves you. And he sent his son for you. And you want what's best for your loved ones. He wants the same for you. Let's say a quick prayer. Lord, we thank you for today that we're able to share this together. We thank you that you love us and show mercy and forgiveness to us, that you sent your son for us. We ask, Lord, that we would keep our focus on you, that you would help us through this next 24 hours to focus our eyes where they need to be, that we would be forever mindful of this. We ask that you would just instill in our hearts that this needs to be a habit of pure holiness and righteousness, Lord. We ask that you would be with us in this and keep this in our mind, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'll see you next time.